Here we are. We're pretty excited. The Fishing Guide Podcast has come down to Mississippi, and every time we come to Mississippi, we're always looking for unique places, and usually we're looking for places to fish, but this is our first ever crossover show, which means we're crossing over into hunting because most fishermen are also hunters, and they love to have places where they can go that are real unique. And so I happen to have the owners, and it's Cameron and Whitney. Correct. And they are going to tell us about the Lindell Plantation. Right. So tell us a little bit about it. We'll start with you. Tell us.
Okay. Well, we're here at Lindell Plantation on Lake Washington, right in the middle of the east side of the lake and right next to Yazoo Wildlife Refuge. And we've been bird hunting around this property for 5 generations now, but we've been guiding hunts this is our 8th year.
Wow.
And so we guide waterfowl and upland bird hunts, and we host people here during the off season in our cabins that are coming to the lake to fish.
Uh-huh.
Have weddings every now and then. And
wow. So there's different facilities here. Tell us a little bit about all the facilities that you have.
Okay. Our home, actually, Lindell Plantation, my husband's great-grandfather built this home. Turn of the century. It was finished in about 1906, and my children actually are the 5th generation to live here, so wow. That's really super special, and we're just thrilled to be here and live in such a beautiful place on gorgeous Lake Washington. And we also have, my husband's built some cabins that kind of look like old shotgun houses out uh-huh. on the property here, and that's where our hunters stay when they come to visit with us, and then the fishermen throughout the year, and friends, family. We rent those cabins out. There's 3 of them, and there's great places to pull your boat in, plenty of room for trailers, plugging in batteries, all that good stuff. So we've got a pool and a hot tub and lots of animals.
And a big fire pit.
And a big fire pit, that's right.
That sounds probably, like you're kind of spoiling
more
people.
Famous than any other facility that we have.
Yeah, we love the fire pit. Yeah.
Sounds like you're spoiling people.
We are. We love to spoil people.
Oh, so tell us a little bit. I guess we'll start with we'll start with the duck hunt, because that's the big drive, and of course that's probably your favorite part of the whole setup. I can't imagine that you do as much around here as what you like to do when it comes to the hunting side of this business.
Oh, that's right. My year starts February 1, getting ready for next duck season. I love to deer hunt and turkey hunt personally. But as far as business goes, we're, you know, birds only. But we, you know, right after duck season, we're busy draining water, managing drawdown through the summer, planting grain crops for birds, planting food plots for dove, and also we plant stuff for deer too for our personal use. But yeah, it's pretty much a lifelong, year-long thing that we do.
Is this a flyway for the ducks?
Yeah, we're right on the Mississippi Flyway.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting, Lake Washington is right out our front door, and it's right. Actually in line with the Mississippi River. If you look at a map, this lake is directly in line with the Mississippi River. The river took a big turn back in the 1700s and kind of carved out and left Lake Washington, a smaller lake called Lake Jackson, another smaller lake called Lake Britton, and then the river is probably about 5 miles from here now as the crow flies. And we're right next to Yazoo Wildlife Refuge.
Uh-huh.
Most of our properties that we bird hunt on are around the refuge or still bayou coming out of the refuge. So we're right on the west side of the refuge here. Another property that we have that we hunt a good bit is right on the south side of the refuge. And then we have another place down still bayou, which is kind of the water that drains out of this part of the delta into the Yazoo River a little further south.
And are you leasing that property, or do you actually own that property?
Well, we own everything that we hunt on.
Oh.
And so we just like to do it that way. And we're also very different from a lot of other guide service in the fact that we only guide one group of guys at a time, 6 people. Everything that we've got is kind of set up for 6 customers and 2 guides, And we kind of think of our place as cousins or extended family coming in year after year, spending time with us, getting to experience the Delta. Obviously, we're going to go hunt the very best place that we've got that particular week, places that have the most birds on them, and we're not spread out. Don't have a big staff of people working for us. It's a family affair. And my best friend, Stuart Robinson, who's not here today, would love for you guys to have gotten to meet him, is a chef. And duck guide with me. And so he usually puts on a pretty incredible dinner for each group.
I wish I would have been here for that myself.
Yeah.
So
And then Whitney does brunch every day, and we also take all of our customers to Doe's Eat Place in Greenville, who I think is a sponsor of the event that we're all doing together as well. So we kind of have a Delta experience sort of designed around hunting and our place.
Is the hunting, are you shooting out of blinds? Are you shooting out of, are you stand hunting, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, so we duck hunt mainly out of pit blinds, but we do have some that are on the ground. Every now and then we might try to, you know, get right where the birds are wanting to be that particular day. And like this morning, three of us were sitting on the ground on the side of a catfish pond bank that's been converted to a duck hole. And so we were basically laying there using our blind bags as pillows. So we do what it takes, but generally we're in pit blinds.
Yeah. And so a typical day, how would a typical day lay out for duck hunting?
So typically everybody around here that's working is going to get up about 4:30, 5 o'clock, head out to the lodge, which is the bigger cabin of all three cabins. And we have coffee and wake the people up that haven't woken up yet and mess with each other and stuff like that before we get out to the blind. We usually head out about 5:30 or so, go out to the blind, set the decoys out. We drop our customers off at the blind, and then we set the decoys out, park the rangers, and come back and have a hunt. And every now and then we'll go out in the afternoon, you know, after we hunt. We'll go back out if we didn't get a limit and have an afternoon shoot too.
All right, so we're going to go back, and we're going to talk about where we're at, where we're located right now, and some of the, you know, the where they're staying, the lodging. So tell us, what do you know about the house here?
Well, this house is actually the third house on Linden Plantation. Our farm is noted to be the first presidential land grant in Washington County. A family by the name of Turnbull came here from Kentucky in the early 1820s, settled this property, staked off a couple thousand acres, got a land grant, and started clearing land for a farm. After Turnbull, the property was owned by the Hampton family, and a lot of people might know General Wade Hampton. He was a Civil War cavalry general and went on to be the governor of South Carolina.
Wow.
His two children, his two sons, Wade Jr. and Christopher Hampton, had farms here on Lake Washington, and Christopher Hampton owned Linden, and he built a home which is basically right where our pool is now. We didn't really know exactly where it was till we started digging a hole for the pool, and we kind of ran into it. But my great-grandfather, his name was P.L. Mann, he moved here in the 1900s and went to work for a fellow named Cowan, who was a big planter. And P.L. Mann was a store clerk, made $27 a month in the beginning.
Wow.
And Cowan didn't have any children. And by the time he died, my great-grandfather was one of his main two managers for all of his farm operations and whatnot. And so he inherited a sizable estate from Mr. Cowan and actually purchased Linden Plantation after that and built this house here for his wife. And our family's been here for five generations now.
Wow, five generations. So what's your day like when you wake up at 4 in the morning?
I go back to sleep after he wakes me up at 4, generally. I might get up and make coffee or some, I don't know. But generally, I go back to sleep and then wake back up at about 6:30.
A normal time.
A normal human time, yes. I'm not much of a, I wouldn't be a good duck hunter, I don't think. But then I get up and start preparing brunch for these guys. And we generally do a pretty significant brunch because they'll eat, you know, about 10, 10:30. And then we'll just have snacks prepared for them throughout the day, and then they'll have their big meal at night. So I do a lot of cooking and a lot of cleaning, and then we kind of rest a little bit and hit it again in the afternoon. So, yep. And our kids help us a lot, too. We've got a 17-year-old boy, Banks, and Lyndon, our daughter. She's named after the plantation. She's 16, and so he helps a lot with the hunting and cleaning and helping, you know, Cameron, and my daughter helps me with brunch and all that kind of stuff, too. So we really, it really is a family business, and we could not do it without them. So we're glad they're old enough to do some heavy lifting now.
That's right. So, and I actually heard a customer about a week ago tell Stuart, the guy I mentioned, he's our partner in this, and he's actually the founder of an organization called Delta Supper Club. So people need to check that out. And it's really interesting. They have pop-up dinner events at all these really cool locations around the Delta throughout the year. It's kind of a member-based organization. But I heard a customer tell Stuart that he was actually the most interesting man in the world a couple of weeks ago, and he was being totally serious, just a really super guy and very interesting and extremely talented cook and hunter and fisherman, actually. If if anybody around here was going to talk about fishing with you, you know, it would have been him for sure.
So you do the bookings then? Tell us about bookings and availability.
He does bookings for the hunting side of Esperanza, the duck hunting side. I do the bookings for, we have events here. We have weddings. Okay. I do birthday parties, tea parties for little girls. We do the fishing, just regular cabin rental for people who are in town for local, you know, weddings or family reunions or whatever. Just somebody just wanting to come to the lake. So I take care of all that. That side of everything.
Tell us again how many buildings that you have for people that come in.
Three cabins that we rent out. We do not rent out rooms in the home. My mother-in-law did have a bed and breakfast here. And once she passed away, you know, we were raising small children. So we just decided that probably was not going to be much of a retreat for anyone. we do not do that here. But we do open our home. We love having people here. We, you know, anybody that's staying in the cabins, they always end up coming over here, sharing a meal with us or, you know, swimming, hanging out with our family. So it really is a great thing to be able to meet people from all over and enjoy having people here on the lake.
There you go. So we're actually going to have a couple hunters come join us in the show.
Great. I enjoyed it.
And you're off. So while these guys come in and we get their, we get them all mic'd up and ready to go. Tell us a little bit about the shooting part of what you have here.
I guess it was last spring we built an 8-station sporting clays range at what we call our Comita Break property. It's an old catfish farm complex that we've repurposed completely. There aren't any catfish on it now, but we have several different types of moist soil impoundments over there for waterfowl. And we've got about 140 acres of row crop down in the pond bottoms that we grow grain in. And we leave some of that for the ducks and have a farmer that harvests other parts of it. But we built the sporting clays range. It's got 35 machines. It's what they call a super sporting clays range. So you don't ever have to shoot the same pair twice when you go through and shoot around clays. You can shoot standard sporting clays there. And then we've got 4 stations that have multi-trap controllers that play games like 5-stand and mini sporting and basically give you up to like 8 throwers on one station. And we've designed it with the team at Promatic machines. They make sporting clay machines. We designed it to simulate, you know, different types of bird hunting scenarios. So we've got 3 waterfowl stations. We've got 5 upland stations. Actually, we do upland birds and waterfowl, and we do have a rabbit station that's a double rabbit. So it's really dynamic. We're simulating a bunch of different shooting presentations. So, and it's open for membership. Basically, we have farm family memberships, which are private family memberships, and then we've got corporate memberships, and they, you know, they can bring guests with them and shoot when it's convenient to them. And we're going to be opening for demo days throughout the year when it's not hunting season on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So right. somebody that just wanted to check the range out could contact us, and they could come in with their family and for like $50 a person, shoot around the clays.
Oh, wow. Get to see the cool. range. So, Chris and Wally, am I right?
That's right.
Yes.
So, tell us now, you've actually had the experience. Have you, either one of you been here before?
Yes, we have. We actually feel like we're part of some of the cousins that they were talking about.
That's right.
Part of the family that, that come here. I think this is the fifth year that we've done things. I'm with actually with the Ameristar Casino in Vicksburg, and we book, 2 to 3 to 4, hunts a year where we bring some of our best guests up here. For the experience here at Linden and Esperanza, they do a great job of making you feel at home. And the Delta's full of duck hunters and duck folks that guide and all that kind of stuff. But we come here because they've got ducks. They've got the experience. I was just counting over there. I've hunted 9 different duck holes with him. So he definitely has some options around the property to try to find out where the ducks are. And I think we get to go to my 10th one in the morning tomorrow. So excited about that. He's got plenty of places to go, a lot to do. And it's just, you know, again, it's the overall experience. Even if it's a bad day, you don't get ducks, which we usually do. But if you even have a bad day, I mean, you're coming back, eating a wonderful, wonderful meal that Whitney's prepared for you here and get to go around the fire pit that night and experience that and tell a few stories, which is what it's all about with, you know, when you're getting out with your pals and everybody that you want to have a good time with. So it's just a wonderful experience here.
And have you been here before?
Yes, sir. I've actually been coming and hunting here for quite a while. You've been guiding Cameron for 8 years?
8 years.
So prior to his guiding, he used to lease some of his duck holes. Uh-huh. And I was actually in a group that leased duck hunting from him. So it's always been a great spot in this area of the state for duck hunting. And
actually, I think Wally's killed just as many banded ducks on this particular property as I have
total
over the years. Yeah.
Wow. So year after year, what is the draw for you to come here?
Well, I'd have to respond to what Chris was saying. It's a family atmosphere. We've been coming enough that we know these guys like family, and it's really enjoyable experience even on the times that you don't kill as many ducks as you'd like to. You know, duck hunting is a hit or miss. It's not a guaranteed thing. So sometimes we have great hunt days. Sometimes we don't. But we always have a great experience for the weekend. Like Cameron said, this afternoon we're going to go shoot sporting clays.
Uh-huh.
So that's another activity that we can participate in addition to the duck hunting. And Chris and I have also been coming up here for at least 3 years now. Dove hunting in the early fall, September.
Uh-huh.
So Cameron does dove hunts as well.
Oh, lots of doves here. When they first come in?
Yeah, sometimes. It's usually early September, opening weekend. You can count on having a really good hunt. And and we do 2 or 3 hunts around opening weekend. And then after that, you know, just depends on the weather. If we get some cool weather, it'll push some doves out and bring some teal in. And we do September teal
hunts,
too.
That's right. We didn't mention that. The blue-winged teal.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There's a season in Mississippi for blue-winged teal, which is an early migrator of ducks in September. And we've had some really good blue-winged teal hunt here in September.
There you go. And that was our
that
first
was our
dog
retriever,
ever.
Right? I don't know if you got the dog
to be on our podcast show, but we.
She's 12 years old and she's been accused of being a puppy her whole life, but she's getting older and she's semi-retired this season. We have a few holes that she can still hunt in and some that are a little more treacherous than others that
but
she can't.
She's picked up doves and ducks for all of us.
Yeah.
Quite a few over the years.
I added it up several years ago and quit adding at like 6,000, you know, retrieves in her lifetime.
Wow.
And that was several years ago. So there's really no telling where she's at now. But she can't hear anymore, and she's got a little arthritis in her right paw. So she really likes that deep water she can swim in more than anything.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty fantastic. I have to take a minute and tell us a little bit about our sponsors, Pico Lures. And Pico Lures, their home base is out of Garfield, Arkansas. They're big into crappie fishing, and of course, we are sitting, I can see right out the window, I can see Lake Washington there, and I know it's loaded with big crappie, like not little ones, like big ones. And that makes the whole experience of coming down here, if the person wanted to hunt, they could hunt, or they could hunt and fish, and they might never go home.
That's true.
So our tip is for tackle time is to make sure you load up on Pico Lures when you come down here and make sure you have plenty of big baits because they have big crappie. if you tell us a little bit about how they can get hold of you and any of your social media.
Right. So we're on Facebook at Esperanza Outdoors, and you can call my cell phone, 662-822-0485, and then we're also on the internet at espoutdoors.com.
There you have it. Thanks so much for being here, guys. I appreciate you coming in, telling us a little bit about the place and your experience
nice
here.
With you.
Thank you.
Of course, the owners were here. They're spread out all over the place. Our special guest was our dog. That what's
Littles?
Her name is Littles. Yeah,
Littles. Okay, Littles was here. So it's all good stuff happening. We appreciate it, and make sure you subscribe, check our show out, and make sure you check the place out down here because it's pretty phenomenal.